I'm a big believer in dialogue. And frankly, I talk to my kids all the time and others about, you really don't learn until you're uncomfortable. And really, when you get uncomfortable, it forces you to resort to something you're not comfortable with, mm-hmm. right? And it gives you an opportunity to learn. Mm-hmm. So I always look at things as an experience to learn.
I bet only a select few of you can recognize that voice. And those select few probably tune in once a year to hear him call out the names of the best in their business. That's right. It's NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. And he'll be giving us 7 super tips on today's Super U podcast.
It's one small step for man. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they are
hard. I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super U. Thank you for joining us for today's Super U podcast. Thank you for bringing your ears to this podcast. This is your host, Eric Qualman. Most of you know me as Equal Man. This podcast is just simply designed to unlock and unleash the superpower that's within all of us. And today we have Roger Goodell. He's the NFL commissioner, and he'll be giving us 7 super tips. Before we get into that, I want to thank our sponsors that make this all possible. Audible. You're too busy. You're crazy busy. So what do? If you want to exercise, you want to clean the house, but you still want to read, well, you can listen to all the books. All your favorite books are available on Audible. So go check it out. They are our sponsor today. Some of you probably can't wait for this season to kick off. If you're a fantasy football player like myself, feel free to shoot me. What are you playing? You playing half point PPR? You playing 2 quarterbacks? You playing flex? You know, you playing dynasty? Some of you are going, what is he talking about? So we're not going to get too much into the weeds on fantasy football, but they are going to a 17-game schedule. They usually play 16 games, but this year they're going to play 17 games for the first time. But let's get to our 7 super tips with Roger Goodell.
Well, being the mother of 5 boys, and I'm the smallest of the 5, and we're 5 and 7 years, we did a little bit of roughhousing. She was a disciplinarian. She was tough, but she was also the sweetest lady I ever met in my life. She had great character, great sense of humor. She was always the one that had very high expectations for all of us. She expected us to meet those expectations. When we didn't hit them, she would let you know. And she would tell you, I expect more from you. And I was not exactly the best kid. Several years until I graduated from high school, I was a little bit of a clown. I was not a very good student, and my 4 brothers were A-plus students. I just didn't apply myself. It wasn't interest. I was interested in sports. I did have a girlfriend at the time, too, but sports was it for me. And she never understood why I didn't realize my own potential. And she was, I think, probably, frankly, a little disappointed in that. And that's what turned... When I left high school, I no longer wanted to disappoint my mom or my dad. And when I came back from my first semester in college, I got a 4.0. And I never left the library my entire freshman year, first semester, because I just felt I could not continue to disappoint them and could not continue to let them understand. And they needed to understand that their son had something going for him rather than not a very good student.
Well, some of you are probably like me. You're probably wondering, how did Roger Goodell get his dream job? And he wound up, when he graduated from college, he actually wanted to work for the NFL so badly that he sent 40 letters asking for a job. And you guessed it, a lot of us have lived this story, this movie as well. He got 40 rejections. And he still has these letters tucked away in the corner office in NFL headquarters on Manhattan's Park Avenue. He even has Dear Mr. Rozelle, that's one of the former commissioners, Pete Rozelle. He wrote on July 2nd, 1981, I'm writing you in reference to any job openings you may have in your offices. Finally, in 1982, he was hired as an intern and he's never looked back. He's never left the NFL. Isn't that story, isn't that script similar to so many of the thought leaders and celebrities and politicians that we've had on the show? Isn't it crazy? That red thread that they all have, that they want something so bad, but they get rejection, rejection, rejection. They get knocked down, they get back up. So a lot of you out there, I know you just got knocked down. So it's about getting back up, dusting yourself off, and getting after it. We're going to get after it with tip number two.
Well, I was a middle child, and some people say that you always treat your middle child a little differently. I have twin girls who are 13, so I don't have that issue. But, you know, my mom loved each of us for our own individuality. We're all different. We have five boys that are still, they all have very successful lives, doing well career-wise and personally, and much different. Some of us are jocks, some of us are not. I think we all love sports in some fashion. But we all have that bond of our parents, and we are fortunate to have two great parents. But the mom is sort of the glue. The mom was the person who kept us together. She died in 84. My dad died in 87. And that is something that their values, their principles, what they taught us in life, how to do things, is as important as what you do. I don't think she ever asked any of us to accomplish anything other than our full potential. And that was something that stayed with us. I'm fortunate because I'm doing what I always wanted, I always dreamed of doing. Thankfully, before she died, I worked for the NFL, so she at least knew I made the first step as an intern into the NFL, but hopefully she's watching upstairs now.
I did not know before sitting out of this research that Roger Goodell was a middle child. I am a middle child, and that's really tough for a lot of folks. They weren't as blessed as I was. I was fortunate to have an amazing big brother, an amazing little brother, amazing big brother Jay, amazing younger brother Matt. And so I was really lucky. But there is that middle child syndrome. There's a reason they call it that. And so for all you middle kids out there, is just to understand that you can't go back to make a new beginning, but you can start today to make a new ending. Meaning, don't waste your time looking back. Being a middle kid, tough luck. Just figure out what you're going to do moving forward. It's not going to do you any good looking back. It's about living in that present, making sure you're creating that best future for yourself. Again, easier said than done, but that's why we're giving you seven super tips from all these amazing people out there. Some are firstborn, some are lastborn, some are like Roger Goodell, like myself. They're middle children. So it's really about doing you and making sure, not looking back. You can't go back to start a new beginning, but you can start today to make a new ending. All right, we're making our way to the middle. Here we are with tip number three.
Other than my family, my passion is football, and always has been. As a kid, it seemed like I was always either playing or thinking about football. The values I learned from the game are central to who I am. I learned about commitment, communication, sacrifice, and determination. It was fun, exciting, and the ultimate team sport. 30 years ago, I joined the NFL as an intern in Commissioner Pete Rozelle's office. I was Pete Rozelle's driver at Super Bowl XX in New Orleans in 1986. I couldn't believe my luck, and I couldn't imagine a better job. It was the beginning of a dream, and I'm still living it.
Gotta love that focus, family and football. Having gone through a 1,000-day project to write The Focus Project, my new book, that is amazing focus. When you think about family, comma, football. So think about what you can do. How do you simplify your life to make sure that you're as focused as Roger Goodell? Or if you look at the Super Bowl trophy, so you're wondering, who the heck is the Super Bowl trophy named after? It's called the Lombardi Trophy. That's the Super Bowl trophy. It's named after legendary Green Bay coach Vince Lombardi. And actually, one of his famous quotes is that in life, it's all about, he said, God, family, and the Green Bay Packers. We're moving on to tip number four. The most famous number four in Green Bay history is Brett Favre. Or as they say in Something About Mary, the movie, great movie, check it out, Brett Favre.
Brett?
What the hell is Brett Favre doing here?
I'm in town to play the Dolphins, you dumbass.
All right, here we are with tip number four.
I'm a big believer in dialogue. And frankly, I talk to my kids all the time and others about, you really don't learn until you're uncomfortable. And really, when you get uncomfortable, it forces you to resort to something you're not comfortable with, mm-hmm. right? And it gives you an opportunity to learn. Mm-hmm. So I always look at things as an experience to learn.
Gotta get comfortable being uncomfortable. I always say pioneers get pushback. Even if you're not working in the digital space, it's really about understanding that you go to the gym. How do you increase your muscles? How do you make your muscles bigger? You've got to force them to be uncomfortable. They've got to be somewhat painful the next morning because of lactic acid, but that's how you grow. As a human being, that is also how you grow. You've got to walk into that discomfort, which is super hard for us to do because our brain is trying to protect us. But we've got to understand when these difficult things are happening to us, we've got to understand, wait, this is happening for me. This is going to help me grow. The pioneers always get pushed back. We don't use old maps to get to new destinations. That I need to get comfortable being uncomfortable. Now, you've seen me. One of the reasons I wear these bright green glasses is it reminds me, hey, number one, to focus, but also two, that I've got to walk in that discomfort, that it's okay to walk and be uncomfortable. We don't want to just be here taking up space. And in order to do that, in order to kind of change things, in order to make the world better, more times than not, you've got to walk into that discomfort. Here we are running into tip number five.
My dad actually, when he spoke up against the Vietnam War, you know, he originally supported the Vietnam War mm-hmm. as a politician. He changed his mind actually by going to various colleges around the state of New York, which he represented, and he listened to the kids.
Yeah.
And he listened to the students who were being drafted, by the way, mm-hmm. and going off to this tragic war. And so he was really influenced by that and said, he came back and he sat us all down as a family and said, I made a decision that I'm going to oppose the Vietnam War. It will not be popular with the President of the United States, Richard Nixon, and I will likely not win my reelection for the Senate, but it's the right thing to do. And so he turned out to be right on the fact he wouldn't win re-election because the president and the vice president just ripped him. Yeah. And just, you know, he didn't have a chance. And, you know, but he stood up for what he believes. It's not always easy to know what's right, but you have to, when you do know what's right, you have to have the courage to do it.
Digital leadership or real leadership is really having the confidence to change your stance, to change your opinion. As the world shifts, it's having that confidence to understand, you know what? I might have been wrong over here. Let's adjust what we're doing. Real leadership also is about doing the hard thing in the moment. You're going to take that collateral damage. You're not doing the popular thing, that it's actually going to have a short-term, probably negative result for you. But long-term, you're convinced that that is the right path to go. You think about Muhammad Ali. He protests the Vietnam War and he's vilified for it. But guess what? Long term, 2 decades later, who's lighting the Olympic torch at the Atlanta Olympics in 1996? It's Cassius Clay. It's our hero. It's Muhammad Ali. So stand by your convictions, but that doesn't mean you need to be stuck in your convictions. The world changes and leaders change and adjust their opinion as more data comes in. That is real leadership.
Well, I think the fans have always had a big impact on the NFL and what we do because that's who we serve ultimately. We want to, and fans are changing. It goes back to the point we were talking about before. Do we change the presentation of a game? Whether you're consuming it through media or you're in the stadium, there are different experiences, and we have to make those the best possible experiences. So fans give us an awful lot of feedback on that. I was out in Giant Stadium in the parking lot last week, and I got a lot of feedback. I get it in Buffalo too, by the way. And but you want to hear that, and I think they have an influence on us because I've heard from fans several times about rule changes. They were actually, a fan was part of our overtime rule change going back a couple of years. You have to keep your eyes and ears open to all of that and absorb it and use it properly. We can't meet every fan's position, particularly when it comes to officiating. But you really want to make sure that you're properly considering that information and having the effective changes you want in the game, either on the field or off the field, by the way.
As we start to wrap things up, you might be curious to know, as I was, is if you have your dream job like Roger Goodell, you start off with those 40 rejection letters. You finally slave away for nothing as an intern and then gradually work your way up to the highest pinnacle within the NFL. What does that pay you? What is your compensation per year? I was surprised. I knew he was well compensated, but I was surprised he is compensated with bonuses and salary, roughly $45 million per year. So if you ever feel sorry for Roger being a punching bag, which that's part of his job, is just take the heat off of these owners, off of these billionaire owners. Part of it is he has to take the heat for difficult decisions, take the heat from the press. You can sleep easy at night knowing he's getting $45 million to be that punching bag. All right, here we are with tip number 7.
It's interesting because I had a lengthy conversation after our training session yesterday on this issue, is how do we teach, and Tony Porter's a leading expert in this area who is there, how do we teach men what it's like to be a real man and to really engage in healthy relationships and what it's like to be? And our players really can help on that front. And so we've engaged in the last couple of years what we call character camps, and getting into schools and providing them an opportunity to talk about what it's like to be a real man, what it's like to conduct yourself and have healthy relationships. Because you're right, long term, if they understand that early, you're avoiding the issue in the first place, which is what everybody wants. So it's prevention. And so those character camps, I think, have been incredibly successful. We launched another phase of that at the draft this year. We're using a lot of our players to do that. And it also goes back to something even more fundamental to your point on the importance of education. It's our eligibility rules. We defended our eligibility rules in court because we believe that when young men are exposed to formal education and have that opportunity, it's only good for them long term. So instead of taking players at an earlier age, we're asking them to stay in college. And that gives them an opportunity to have the benefits of that formal education, which I'm a big believer is something that's overlooked an awful lot. And we're going to continue to stand behind that.
All right, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I do. I'm chomping at the bit for the kickoff season, and there are going to be real fans back in the stadium, so I can't wait for that juice, for that energy to be back in those stadiums. And also, as a big fantasy footballer, we've been doing it now 3 decades. You probably have some fun traditions that you do with your league. So let us know what they are, whatever they might be. Shoot me an email, equalman@equalman.com. Feel free to DM me. Feel free to just post it on all social outlets at equalman.com and just put hashtag fantasy tradition, or you can put hashtag Super You, and we'll find it. The best tradition, we'll make sure that we get you a hat, Equalman hat, Equalman shirt. Maybe it's a Yeti. We always like to mix things up. But thank you so much for listening today. Thank you also for everyone's posting reviews. It's been crazy how many of you guys have been posting reviews. This is important because it allows others to discover the podcast. And that's important because we're trying to unlock and unleash the superpower of all of us. And if we can do that collectively, imagine what the world will be. If everyone can walk around being 100% their best self, if they can unlock that superpower that's within all of us, what a wonderful world that would be for all of us. Thank you so much. When you post that review, you're not only helping me personally, so thank you, but you're helping so many of our listeners discover the podcast and so many people to become their true superhero. So on behalf of all of them, thank you as well. Now, this could not be possible without our sponsor, Audible from Amazon. It could not have been possible, this podcast, without our amazing producers, Jake Brin, Savannah Pettinger, and Kelsey Gomez. So huge shout out to them. And this is Equal Man, reminding all of us, until next time, it's not what we take from the world, it is what we leave behind.
7 6 5 4 3 2 1
Super, 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 super,
super you.